On the second day of reduced flights at 40 airports, the aviation data company Cirium said nearly 4% of flights were canceled and about 2.5% have been canceled for tomorrow. Randy Babbitt was FAA administrator in the Obama administration. Mr. Babbitt, is this working? Are reduced flights reducing delays?
No, they're reducing the flights for the primary purpose and a good purpose of making the system safe. They're suffering a loss of controllers at the various stations. They're not interchangeable. And to ensure the system operates safely, you just have to reduce traffic down to the level of the number of controllers you can put up.
Is this sustainable?
No, it's actually going to continue to accelerate in the wrong direction. The longer we ask people to work without a paycheck, the longer we ask people to work 10, 12, 14-hour shifts, you just can't sustain that. People are calling in sick. They're tired. It's an intense job. The controllers are well-trained. And there's a lot of stress in that job. And you can't keep doing it. You know, we have the staffing levels where they were for a good reason. And we're not achieving that level of controllers, on site and on their stations.
I want to go back to the point you made about controllers not being interchangeable. It's not that you can sort of see how many controllers are working nationwide. It depends on each airport, each air traffic control center.
Oh, absolutely. There's a big difference between being an en route controller or a tower controller or an approach control person. Those are different jobs, and they're not interchangeable. Someone who's working en route cannot go the next morning and be in the Richmond Tower. You know, it takes months of training to make those transitions.